America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend, the place where you get all kinds of interesting information, interviews, conversation amongst people, and things to spark conversation amongst your own people. That's what we do here at America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. So the question is, would you order a coffee or a beverage via a drone? Would you need to do that? Well, it's being developed and being tested and can cause some problems. There is a company called NSky Aerial Delivery Service, and their goal is to deliver a coffee, a latte, a tea, whatever, for just $3. And I don't really understand how that's going to make money, but okay, let's go with it. The company has to get FAA approval that every other drone delivery service has to do. But this company, Uvionix, intends to be up and running by the second quarter of next year. So what they want to do with this service is to let local shops in a particular area deliver all sorts of small items via a drone. They are thinking soda, a little bit of fast food, beer, personal care products, maybe prescriptions, which actually is a good idea, and electronics. They have to weigh less than 1.2 pounds, so quite small, and the service will have a range of 6 miles from each participating store. So this company wants to give the fleets of drones to vendors who will sign on. Store employees would load up with a smartphone-made orders and send out, just like they would send out a delivery person, only this would not be a person, this is a drone. The thing would land in your front yard. So we're not talking, you know, large cities with people, hundreds of people living in an apartment building. They have to land in your front yard and you have to go retrieve your goods. The company will enclose the propellers, and each drone will have its own little adorable parachute as a safety precaution, okay? So this is an interesting concept. The way that it lands is you get a pre-printed board to put on your yard, and then the drone, the NSky, looks for that board and lands on top of it. Or there's another way. You can use the app to select a location in an aerial preview, which the company records as the spot to go. Are you following me on this? Then a co-pilot will manually take control somewhere, we don't know where, when the drone is coming in for the final approach to check that the area is a suitable touchdown pad. This is very complicated when all you have to do is walk to the store and get your coffee. But no, we have to have a drone do this. Amazon has been doing this so much that other companies are following. They're really looking into the idea of aerial deliveries. They're testing a 30-minute dispatch system via drone in Canada, the UK, and the Netherlands. The FAA is not convinced this is something that we should be doing. So it really comes down to, is this safe? Is it going to cause problems? How will this interfere with aircraft? Can it hurt little people and babies and dogs on the ground or people, whoever? The only thing I like about this, I must say, is the idea of medication delivery. I think that's important because I personally have had issues where I have been so sick in bed that I could not go out to pick up medication and nobody was around to help me at the time. And I didn't understand why my local pharmacy in New York City, by the way, where everything is delivered, does not deliver medication. They don't deliver. I don't understand this at all. That's the only thing you really need to have delivered. So if the drone is going to do that, that's an idea. But then, of course, if you have medication that's unattended and other people pick it up and abuse it, that's a problem. So there's a whole lot of human error here. There's aircraft error. There's birds that are going to be infiltrated with this drone idea. I mean, personally, the idea of having coffee or soda or a sandwich delivered to you is a little bit far-fetched. In my mind, the only thing I like about this is the idea of medication coming to your home. So we shall see if this company with the NSky drone will make it for second quarter of 2017. To be determined yet. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration, until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058, use promo code AW, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the secret to doing that one thing you've always wanted to do?
Jason Randall, a renowned entertainer and speaker to Fortune 500 companies, says you need to do this.
Reduce everything you want to do to an action you can do right now. Most people don't do that. They stay out there in the world of ideas. They don't actually get it down to make that phone call or get the phone number to make the phone call. Reduce everything to an action you can do right now and then do it. That's the secret.
Jason says so many people talk about doing something, but they don't actually take the first step to kickstart it.
So what is the one action you can take right now? Do it to get started on your path to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.